Cellist Franklin Keel is rehearsing here with the Blue Ridge Orchestra. He was the featured soloist this past weekend, and he wanted to hear the orchestra rehearse this Vivaldi cello concerto in a certain way.
No, ignore the half rest. Play quarter rest, quarter rest.
Okay.
Just from this window, you might see Keel as an exacting musician. He insists that's far from the case.
I have never been in a situation where my technique did not feel like a hurdle. I sort of understood/decided that if I'm going to do this, I have to have the technique that will allow me to move this job forward.
Keel has been a member of the orchestras in Hendersonville, Brevard, Bristol, Tennessee, and since 2004, the Asheville Symphony. But Keel says none of that would have happened if he hadn't turned his love of playing the cello into a studied and practiced craft. Even after graduating the vaunted Eastman School of Music in Rochester, New York, Keel said he needed another 4 years of intensive study to refine his technique. In particular, Keel said it took him a long while to consistently hold his bow in a way that leads to efficient performance.
Eastman was really hard for me. I was definitely intimidated, and I did feel like I was out of my league. I was also just kind of a, you know, reckless teenager, twentynager, whatever. And, you know, I was late to classes and really sort of focused on music, but not really focused on education. The one thing that sort of kept me sort of together there was just the drive to play the music that I wanted to play.
Keel is the oldest of four boys, and he was in the fifth grade when his family moved from Concord, North Carolina to Asheville. By the time he was in high school, he was performing duets with his father, who was an amateur violinist. His love of Vivaldi ran along a parallel track with appreciation of grunge and other popular music from the early 90s.
I think it was just discovering classical music that I really liked and digging into that. And then it just sort of began to blossom and expand into more and more music.
For all his battles with technique, Keel has fought through the rejections of auditions. In Asheville, he auditioned 3 times for the associate principal cello chair before landing it. And even after 2.5 seasons as the acting principal, he has never won the position outright through auditions. Still, he insists he's never been interested in the upward career track of classical music.
What I really want to be doing is making great music with the musicians in this community. And so whether or not I'm in a leadership position doesn't really affect whether or not that happens.
Keel looks somewhat like the British actor and comedian Russell Brand, and he's known to show up to orchestral rehearsals wearing a tie-dyed shirt and Birkenstocks. It's yet another element of Keel's unorthodoxy. Beyond his orchestral work, Keel is a member of the Opal String Quartet and the 8-piece gypsy folk funk band Sirius B, along with writing and performing his own music under the name Upland Drive.
I think I'm more comfortable as an interpreter of other people's ideas. Because when I take my own to the table, it's a different kind of exposure of myself and vulnerability, and it's a little scary. At some point, you just have to move past that, because otherwise you don't express your ideas.
If you missed Franklin Keel's performances with the Blue Ridge Orchestra, you can still sample from his platter this month. Upland Drive performs at Isis Music Hall December 16th, and Sirius B has a New Year's Eve show at Jack of the Wood in Asheville. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.